I receive a word this morning. A life-changing word, destiny-molding word this morning. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Very, very quickly, within the next 20 minutes, I'll speak on the subject, the way of power. The way of power. DIGC Abakelike, the Lord bless you and the Lord visit you in Jesus' precious name. The way of power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You shall receive power. The way of power. Our objective this morning is to understand the secrets of the power of God. Understanding the secrets of the power of God. We have seen that the power of God is a non-negotiable necessity in the life of the child of God. Non-negotiable necessity in the life of every child of God. If we don't have power, we may die like chicken. So we need power. We saw the necessity of power the other day. If we don't have power, our loved ones are wasted like chicken. So we must walk in power. So, what is the way of power? Number one, walking in the spirit. We saw that last Wednesday. Walking in the spirit. To walk in the spirit is to walk in power. Acts chapter 8, 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Micah chapter 3 verse 8, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Luke chapter 1 verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias or Elijah. Luke chapter 4 and in verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And his fame spread abroad. Romans chapter 15 verse 19. He said, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. We can go on and on. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. He said, my speech and preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of power. When you walk in the Spirit, you walk in power. When you know how to pray in the Spirit and pray abundantly in the Spirit. When you know how to be led or guided by the Spirit. You walk in power. What is the secret of power? Number two. Walking in His presence. Anybody who carries the presence of God carries power. Walking in His presence. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. The Bible said, and they went everywhere. They went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. And confirming the word with signs following. The Lord walking with them. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God with a man equals power. Listen. The presence of God is the natural climate for the supernatural. The supernatural is natural in his presence. Power is effortless in his presence. The presence of God is the climate for the miraculous. So all you need to do is carry his presence and you will walk in power. What is the secret of power? Walking in the spirit. Number two, walking in his presence. Number three, walking in love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. And walking in love equals walking in God. Walking in love equals walking in God. And walking in God equals walking in power. Matthew chapter 14 verse 14. When Jesus was moved with compassion, he healed. Matthew chapter 20 verse 29 to 34. When Jesus, two blind men followed him, he was moved with compassion. He healed them. Listen, compassion compels the unction into manifestation. Compassion compels the unction into manifestation. Some of you saw me playing with the Pakistan minister like a baby. It was not rehearsed. It flowed effortlessly. Lovefulness is powerfulness. If you don't love people, you can't manifest power. All of you play with bitterness and petty quarrel. It is powerlessness you are playing with. Powerlessness. There are too many people you can't greet. Only you. Too many people you cannot talk with. Can't. When they are there, you can't be there. When you are there, they can't be there. So what kind of life is that? What moves you determines what you can move. Feeling determines healing. I'm telling you the truth. Not to talk of man and wife not talking to each other. That is powerlessness and weakness. Door open for affliction. Very, very important. Walking in love is walking in power. One of our workers here said that she had lumps in the breast and they were painful. If you tell a medical doctor like that, it's an alarm to me. I said, be positioned during one of the healing services. And she was positioned there. With all the fire in my heart, the hatred for the devil, and all the passion for that life, get out! I said, check it now. It's gone. It's gone. Later on, the Lord told her in her ear, I just delivered you from cancer. What? It is cancer that you just got free from. When we pray like that, most times it is full of passion for the people and hatred for the devil. Walking in the spirit is walking in power. Walking in his presence is walking in power. Walking in love is walking in power. And if you know how to love, your wife will know, your children will know, the people around you will know, they will know. Number four, walking in the word. Walking in the word, which is walking in the light as well. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4, it said, where the word of the king is, there is power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32, the Bible said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. He upheld all things by the word of his power. The way electric cables carry electric energy. Word cables, word insight carries divine power. Every time you break scriptures open, every time fresh light comes, it is fresh power. I see somebody stepping into fresh power today. If you are that person, say a loud amen. If you are that person, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I am stepping into power by the word of God now. Say it louder, I am stepping into power. If you cannot open the scriptures by yourself, connect to what has been preached. In that light, you can see more light. And it will change your life. Say a loud amen. Walking in the word. Number 5 is walking in faith. Faith is the switch of supernatural power. Faith is the switch of supernatural power. Every time faith is alive, power is switched on. The woman with the issue of blood, Mark chapter 5, verse 34, switched on power when she touched Jesus by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to 34, we saw the accounts of people who through faith subdued kingdoms, and through faith they did mighty things. Faith is the switch of power. What's the meaning of that? Light from the word will trigger faith. Faith will trigger action. And action will trigger outcome. Faith, light from the word, will trigger faith. Faith will trigger action. And action will trigger outcome. Somebody say a loud amen. Walking in faith. Number 6 is walking in prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. People of prayer are people of power. People of fasting are people of force. People of prayer are people of power. People of fasting are people of force. Kano Central, powerful. People on the gallery. Beautiful place. Somebody who is about to step into power and step into force here today, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Genesis chapter 32. From verse 24 to 28, Jacob wrestled until he connected power in verse 28. James chapter 5 verse 16 and 17, Elijah was a man of like passion. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed endlessly that it might not rain, and it rained not. People of prayer are people of power. Matthew chapter 17 verse 21. This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. By prayer, there are kinds of afflictions and torments that you only dissolve with fasting and prayer. Supernatural power can be triggered by fasting and waiting on the Lord. The blessing of the Lord is upon DIGC Calabar. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And upon DIGC Glory Dome, receive it in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Very, very important that you maintain a periodic prayer and fasting life. And very, very important that you maintain a fasted life. That is, fasting can come on you anytime. Very, very important. Walking in prayer and fasting. Number 7 is walking in uprightness. Uprightness. There is a direct connection between holiness and power. Romans chapter 1 verse 4. He said that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Psalm 110 verse 3. He said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. How? In the beauties of holiness. The day of power is the day of the beauty of holiness. Acts chapter 3 verse 12. When Peter was explaining, he said, Peter saw it, he answered to the people, you men of Israel, why do you marvel at these? Or why look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness, we had made this man to walk? So, power or holiness, there is a connection between power. Holiness, who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Glorious things happen on the platform of holiness. Don't enjoy a conscience that is defiled. Don't enjoy living with a guilty conscience. It renders powerless. It renders powerless. It renders powerless. In a short time from now, I'll be giving a call for all those who are in need of surrender of their lives to Jesus. And everywhere you are, I'll be expecting you to rush forward and make your ways right with God. Walking or living in uprightness. And number 8, walking in his voice of direction. Walking in his voice of direction. Psalm 29 verse 4 to 5. Psalm 29 verse 4 to 5. He said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of God will turn a man into a mobile wonder. The voice of God. When God says, this is what to do, there is no devil that can say that you can't do it. The voice of God turned Moses into a terror to Pharaoh. The voice of God. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31. He said, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. Through the voice of the Lord, the Assyrian shall be beaten down. Somebody say amen. Say louder amen. When God shows you something in the dream of the night, in the vision, in Revelation, speaks to you out of scripture, or speaks to you in your ears, that voice carries power and makes you a releaser of power. Somebody is stepping into fresh power today. Everyone that came here deaf and dumb in the spirit and blind in the spirit, your ears are opening and your eyes are opening. Everybody who dreams in the night and cannot remember the dream, it's a calamity, and the calamity must end now. Because God is showing, might be showing you something you need to cancel, and the devil causes you to forget what you saw, and then the calamity happens. Or God may be showing you something that will give you audacity to move in some realms, and the devil doesn't want you to remember what it is. Today, that spell is broken. That spell is broken. You used to see a lot of revelations before, and all of a sudden the revelations disappeared. Today is the end of it. Today is the end of it. I see today God opening people's eyes afresh, opening people's ears afresh, opening people's understandings afresh. If you are among those, you will shout the loudest amen. So what is the way of power? Walking in the spirit. Walking in his presence. Walking in love. Walking in the word. walking in faith, walking in prayer and fasting, walking in uprightness, and walking in his voice or direction. Don't forget, the road you follow, it determines the place you will end. If you follow the outlined ways, you would land in the place of power. That was the story of Moses. That shall be your story. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Lift your right hand and give him the praise everywhere you are. Don't worry, sit down. Just lift up your right hand. Children, I want to talk to you. Stand. Listen. You need to be awake so that your destiny does not sleep. You need to be alert. Don't be the kind of child that is excited at video games, excited at television, excited at movies, excited at games, but uninterested in spiritual things. I was 11 years old. How many of you are 11 years old here? I was your age when I fasted for 3 days dry for the first time. There was one young man who was my age who was also in the meeting. He was playing. When it was time to fast, he forgot he ate. Second day, he forgot he ate. Third day, he forgot he ate food. Today, that guy is alive, age 53, with nothing to show in life. Be wakeful. Where you are here seated now, you are seated by opportunity. There are many adults who are sitting outside who would wish to take this seat. But it was created for you because of your privileged position to be groomed in the school here. Don't take it for granted. If you are not wakeful, someone is on and you are not awake, or somebody is sitting on the chair like he's sleeping, you will lose this seat position so that those who are awake can be given the seat. Right? But I want you to be wakeful. The kind of way I'm talking to you now, the way my father talked to us when we were growing up. He said, he has no father and he succeeded. You that have father, what will you do? He said he started business at the age of 18. Now you are 18, what are you doing with your life? Hallelujah. So I just came to you to make sure you don't let destiny slip out of your hand. And we can determine how people end by how they behave at this age. Hallelujah. And everybody in here today, ensure that you are wakeful so that your destiny does not slip. We have less than 50 minutes to the end of the service. And I want you to promise yourself that nothing will shift you until the final word is given. Stand up on your feet with your expectation in your hand, everybody. Lift it up and wave it. I also feel convinced to say something now. Wave it and give the Lord the praise. Wave it and give the Lord the praise. Very soon I will ask you to wave it with your flashlight, but just wave the paper first. Wave it, wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. Something is about to happen. Now on your touchlight along with it as we wave it all together. Wave it up, wave it on, wave it on, wave it on. Ensure that all your lights are on. When you are there,
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
In all the locations, wave. Just wave and let Jehovah know that you are here. The Bible said the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Every power and every force of darkness arrayed against your life, against your destiny, dies and disappears here. Wave it. And those in the overflows, wave yours as well. I hope you are standing and you are awake right now. Wave yours as well. Wave yours as well. Mashata kada galaya dada hashara. Leperete sita yala la la hasha. Ziko karagaya dada la hasha. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the honor. Now somebody give the El Shaddai, the I am that I am, the Rose of Sharon, a 60-second shout of hallelujah. Precious name, so shall it be. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and place that expectation on the floor of your torchlight in the meanwhile. Locations are sending us testimonies, and I'll be reading some out very, very shortly. But if you came here today and you came with the purpose of being healed and you are not yet healed, can you stand up on your feet? Let me start like, you came with a pain in your body and you are trusting God for a healing. You came with a growth in your body, a growth, a breast pain growth, a goiter, something that is swollen in your body, and you want the swelling to be dissolved. You want God to, now so we are dealing with pains and dealing with growths. Yes, you can stand up on your feet. Place your hand where the pain and the affliction is or the growth is. Place the paper on the ground while you expect. The rest of us, stretch your hands in this direction as we agree. Father, I take authority over every demon behind these pains. Every demon of pain of cancer, pain of arthritis, pain of cervical spondylosis, and every trace of pain, witchcraft pain, demonic movements in the body. And I take authority, Mahashabagayadada, over every form of cancer, every form of tumor, leukemia. Your tenure expires. Your yoke is broken. Today, lose your grip on these people. At the count of three, you must go. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Somebody shout, go! Shout it louder, go! Shout it loudest, go! From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, the pain is gone. The growth is dissolved. You are healed, you are well, and you are whole. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a loud shout of praise. All of you, I just prayed for, check yourself quickly. Check yourself. You couldn't move that shoulder, move it. Check that growth, check that tumor. That's right. Check the waist, check the legs, and check everything. How many of you confirm your healing? Stand up on your feet. Let's know what happened to you. While you come with your Bibles or bags, except somebody is watching it for you. Quickly, give the Lord a shout of victory as they come forward. Right on my left hand side here. On this side.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll go to the second one immediately. You came in here with a deafness and dumbness condition. Actually, we have a testimony from Dunamis Jos Central. 9-year-old boy born deaf and dumb, never heard or spoken. His ears open just now and he's speaking perfectly. Dunamis just central. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Testimonies from other locations, let us know. I will alert the church. So you are here, you cannot see, you cannot hear or speak. You can place your hand on your ears, place your hand on your tongue. Don't be afraid, we'll not take all the testimonies. Oh, that's Benin Republic right there. Cotonou in Benin Republic. The Lord bless all of you in Benin Republic in Jesus' precious name. Right now I take authority over the spirit of blindness, the spirit of deafness. Now, if you cannot see, you stand up on your feet, place your hand on your eyes, one eye or two eyes. You cannot hear, place your hand on your ears, one ear or two ears. I take authority over the spirit of deafness and dumbness. Your yoke is broken. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command the deaf ears to open right now. I command the blind eyes to see. Glaucoma, retinal detachment, cataract, astigmatism, everything that is a cause of blindness, witchcraft blindness, occultic blindness, generational inherited blindness, your yoke is broken. I command the eyes see clear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing. In Jesus' precious name.